Costa.
Arsenio Hall, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. And here with us again, hopefully this will happen every Wednesday from now on, Arsenio Hall.
How you doing,
nice to see you, man?
Hey, you know what? I can't stay away. I cannot stay away.
Hey, when that guy does Arsenio...
Clearly, he doesn't smoke herb. No trees being burned at his crib.
Did he do that live every time?
Did it live and... The audition for the voiceover guys had to be probably the most annoying day of my life.
Oh, you got 20, 30 guys doing that?
Holding that O.
Holy
holding that O.
And that you had to sit there through it, huh?
Absolutely. Because at that time it was important to me.
Right.
And
now it's not.
Now I can't even imagine. His name was Burton Richardson. He's also the guy who currently says, come on down.
Oh, The Price is Right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So brother is still doing very well. How are you, Tim
Conway?
I'm doing
excellent, man. Doing
what's
excellent.
Up, Bubba?
Not much. Just enjoying myself.
How's the family?
Family's doing good. My kid, 3 and a half now. I took her out to Santa Anita over the weekend.
Can I have some money?
Yeah, you can get some money. Hold on, baby. And I got her now on the rail doing, come on with this three.
Yeah.
Snapping and pointing at these horses. Come on with this three. Come on with this three. She's
Tim,
only three.
I'm going to say this one more time. Your father must be so proud. he has to be really proud. Yeah.
I took my daughter to the racetrack. I took her to Santa Anita when she was 6 months old. And then we stopped by my dad's afterwards. And he says, what'd you do today? So I went to Santa Anita with Sophia. And she was in a little carrier. You know, she could, her eyes were barely open. And he said, no, you didn't really take her to Santa Anita, did you? And I said, yeah. He said, honestly, God? He goes, no, you really didn't take her. I said, yeah, I did. And he said, nah, you got it. Then that beats the record that I had with you. You got to prove you went with her. So I had to go back in the car and get the program to prove to my dad that I did take her to Santa Anita.
A lot
of guys would try to prove that you didn't take your daughter to Santa Anita at 6 months old. They deny it all day long.
I think that's what you do with your wife.
Right.
You know, but you know, hey, my son listened to Seinfeld live at Carnegie Hall when he was 4.
Is that right?
And he pointed to it and wanted to hear it. Who's this guy? And, you know, I mean,
right.
Hey, Hugh Grant's son got a BJ when he was like 2 and a half.
Is that right? Wow. It definitely beats me.
You got
I was 2 and a half years into college before that happened.
You know, you got to raise your child up. It's a blank canvas, and you got to raise them up in the way that you would like them to go, and that's following in our footsteps.
Yeah, I asked a friend of mine.
By the way, Hugh Grant's son is on Leno tonight.
Okay. I asked a friend of mine in the Valley. Maybe I shouldn't say his name because this is a little odd. But I said, how old will you go, and how young will you go? You know, because he's 48 right now.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what's the high and what's the low?
He's single.
A single guy.
Yeah.
What's the high and what's the low? And he says, well, he goes, it's sort of ridiculous. And I like to, you know, say it because people think I'm weird.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, what is it? He goes, 8 hours after they're born and 8 hours after they're dead. That's his window.
Hey,
guy's going for it.
What would you do if your daughter was 19 and she was dating Chris Brown?
Chris Brown.
What would you be
Jesus
thinking right
Christ.
Now? What would you be thinking right now?
Well,
and you're familiar with the whole thing. I know.
Yeah,
Chris Brown is allegedly a abuser
with what's her name?
Rihanna.
Rihanna, right.
Yeah.
And, you know, he picked a bad weekend to do that, if allegedly he did it. because he was supposed to be performing at the Grammy Awards.
I heard you and the Chocolate Rain guy on the red carpet.
Yeah, Taizandi.
I expected to hear you with Chris Brown.
No, they don't let us talk to anybody other than YouTube fame. You know, they limited to YouTube fame and Patti Smythe. That was that was it. But we went after we'd finished on Thursday or Friday when we were done doing backstage of the Grammys. The guys, Max at Westwood One, was kind enough to say, would you like to go watch these guys rehearse? And we went in and we saw Chris Brown rehearsing.
Right.
And we sat there for an hour and a half. And the guy, I don't know if you know this, but he's an unbelievable dancer.
I saw a phone video of that rehearsal.
Oh, yeah?
The long neon lights.
Yeah, exactly, right. Yeah.
Somebody took secret video of that rehearsal to prove that he had done it and to make... It's on YouTube. Yeah. Everything's on YouTube.
But he has, five, six, seven backup dancers that are unbelievable too. And I just never seen anything like that, you know, up front and, you know, that close. It was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And then for that to happen, where he's on stage rehearsing and, everybody there in the Staples Center is going nuts. All the people are allowed to come in and see him. And then to go to Saturday night at the party where he allegedly kicks the crap out of his girlfriend, mm-hmm. allegedly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then gets arrested during the Grammy Awards show.
Did you find yourself saying, what did Rihanna do?
You know what? That's exactly what I did.
What did she do? Yeah. And I know that makes me a bitter man, but what did she do, man? And I also heard she had a bite mark.
Right.
Which makes me think the Wrigley's commercial wasn't a good spot for him. Chew the gum, Chris.
It was as if she was attacked by, you know, like a dog. I mean, she had bite marks.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, authentic bite marks on it, right?
She had.
But, you know, every guy, before they get married, they always say, you know, what an a-hole. You know, how dare this guy? Mm-hmm. You know, what happened? Mm-hmm. And then once you're married, you don't condone it. You just want to ask, what happened? What'd she do?
Yeah.
What'd she say to him?
Yeah, because, you know, as much as I know OJ is an a-hole, and as much as I know what he did was a horrible, horrible thing that changed race relations in Los Angeles, I know she must have let somebody drive his car. I'm thinking
she did something, you know.
Kaylin had the Ferrari, right. And that was reason for murder.
Yeah, she didn't deserve to get murdered, but she pissed him off somehow. And I don't know what happened there the weekend before that. And again, you can't kill your wife. All right, guys. Please.
Even if she let a white boy drive the Ferrari you bought her,
it doesn't matter what she does. You cannot kill her.
It's wrong
because you will spend the rest of your life regretting that.
Unless you have money, like who's the little man with the Geronimo suits in court? The music producer.
Oh yeah, what?
Phil Spector.
Phil Spector. Yeah.
Yeah. Now that guy. A lot of guys are getting away with stuff, and I'm afraid that we're going to get a little sloppy and a little happy. I think too many guys getting away with this is going to encourage guys to do stuff.
Yeah, well, you have to, if you have money, you can, you know, push the envelope a little, further. But if you don't have any money, you got to stay clean.
And see, that's bad because, like, I look at
a public defender if you don't have money.
Oh,
and
yeah,
those guys, that's like Malibu Dan defending you. You know?
Hey, buddy.
What's the murder rap all about, buddy?
When I realize that Robert Blake is out, it makes my point of view on arguments twisted. You know, because I'd be in an argument and I'd be like, you know, Robert Blake is still with his parrot someplace.
Right.
I could make this happen.
Yeah, but you know, but when you and I grew up, everything, pardon the pun here, but everything was black and white.
Yes, it was.
You know?
Yes, it was.
When Charlie Manson led those women and those people were killed, nobody said, well, maybe it wasn't him.
Right.
Maybe it was some other guy that came in.
And by the way, Charlie Manson didn't actually pull a trigger, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so back in the day, if you knew some hoes that murdered somebody, you're going down. If you even know them hoes, you're going down.
Right. And now you have people nowadays saying, well, maybe we should let those 250 terrorists or suspected terrorists in Gitmo, in Guantanamo Bay, maybe we should let them out because we're impeding on their freedoms. You know, they have freedoms, they have rights. What happened to this country?
I'm pretty liberal, Tim, but I'm even thinking, where are we going to send those people who are very angry? You know?
Well, you know, Texas has passed a law, they're about to, saying none of them are coming to Texas. Texas has put their foot down and said,
Even though the government in Texas has a itchy finger
right.
with the electric chair and black people.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I like the way they think.
Yeah. Well, you know, I actually looked that up. It's not the percentages aren't what you think in Texas when it comes to the death penalty.
But, Tim, you know, you ruined the acts of the entire Def Jam tour if you spew this knowledge. So I'd appreciate it. Oh, here you go on your computer. Start looking up stats.
Death penalty statistics.
I think some hacky stand-up premises.
Right.
The enemy is knowledge, and you have to kind of let us go with the Texas assumptions.
Yeah, I'd love to.
But it's wrong.
I think it's wrong here. Okay. It says in 2008, 37 inmates were executed, 5 fewer than in 2007.
And to make that joke work for California, it'd have to be 2.
Right, but how about
and they was light skinned brothers.
But how about this?
Okay,
in 2008, 37 people in 9 states were executed. 37 inmates were executed. 18 of those in Texas. 37 in the whole country, and almost half of them in the state of Texas. So if you're going to murder somebody or get all crazy, don't pick Texas as your zip code.
And Chris, don't bite her first. I don't care if you got chewing Wrigley or Hubba Bubba. Don't bite her. Don't bite the girl.
Of 37 people were killed, and 37 prisoners were executed. 20 were white, 17 were black.
20 were white.
20 white, 17 are black. So the percentages are higher. You're right. Because if that were the case, it should be 10% or 12% black. And this is almost 50%.
And black people make up, what, 11% of the population?
In Texas?
Well,
I think those were all 18 people that lived in Texas.
In Texas, unless you're counting the Dallas Cowboy backfield, yeah. It's probably wrong.
Of persons under sentence of death, 1,800 are white, 1,300 are black, 26 are American Indian. 35 are Asian and 10 are unknown race.
I wonder what them Indians did.
Yeah, look at that. The 362 Hispanic inmates under sentence of death and 1,800 white people. So they're getting the white folks out there in big numbers.
Okay, before I go on Leno with another premise that you shoot down, I got a thing about Fred Flintstone having 3 toes, and he stops his car with his feet. So I'm thinking that's probably why he don't have 5 toes.
That's a great story.
Now, would you look on your computer and find out?
Yeah, let me see.
Exactly.
Wait, now, actually, you're right. He has 3 toes.
Okay. Because that HannahBarbera.com might have some stuff to help me with this premise.
You know what? What's funny is I always look up death penalty when I like drink it at night or, you know, just having a couple of pops. Mm-hmm. First, I'm fascinated by the death penalty, and I'm always looking up, you know, who's executed or who's about to be executed. Because that's got to be, you know, a real crazy time in your life, you know? You're not about...
Tim.
I mean, but you're not about to be fired from a job. You're not about to lose your wife. You're not about to lose your home.
Mm-hmm.
You're not about to, you know, watch your grandmother pass away. They're going to kill you. You're healthy, and you're going to die because of what you did.
Tim, if you have to die
right.
at the hands of the state, which way do you want to go?
Got to be lethal injection.
Really?
Yeah. Because the first one knocks you out.
That gives you a heart. Oh.
First one knocks you out.
Okay.
Second one collapses your lungs, and the third one stops the ticker.
So when I see that movement, that person's already unconscious and not aware of what's going on.
It's over.
Okay, because there's a movement on the table that don't look comfortable. And it's kind of like crumping. You ever seen brothers crump?
Yeah.
it's kind of like crumping, but flat on a table.
He's crumping. He's crumping to death. But the real one, the real, you know, the king of all capital punishment is that electric chair where they put that rubber piece in your mouth mm-hmm. so you don't bite your tongue. And they zap you, and if they get you good enough, your nose will start bleeding.
Ooh.
Because they're getting you so many volts. They overdid it. Sometimes they overdo it. They give you too many.
Now, I saw this in a movie. Does this actually happen? I saw smoke come off the body.
Yeah, smoke comes off the head.
That's deep.
Yeah.
That make you want to go to journalism school just to catch a couple of those.
Arsenio Hall is with us, by the way. Very nice of him to come in on Wednesday. Last year, he was here every single Wednesday. For the entire year. I don't know how you did that, man.
I don't know how I did it, but I am still very proud of myself.
Yeah. I mean, we ran into a guy that you know. I forget his name.
Farnsworth Bentley.
Yeah, Farnsworth Bentley.
Oh, yeah. Was that at the Grammys?
Yeah.
Yeah, when I first met Farnsworth, he worked for Diddy.
And he doesn't work for him anymore?
He works with him.
Oh, he does now.
Yeah, they actually have a show. And Diddy produces it. Farnsworth hosts it. It's called G's to Gents. And he's doing very well. As a matter of fact, when I first met him, before he worked for Diddy, he was just a dancer. I shouldn't say just a dancer because they work very hard, but he's a good dancer. You can give him an umbrella, and he'll crump with an umbrella and make you want to move to Compton.
Is that right?
Yeah, you'll be like, I got to get out of the valley. Oh, I got to see more of that.
We should have asked him to do that. It was radio, though. So,
maybe not.
No?
You know, excuse me, if I give you an umbrella, will you crump for us? That might not be the best thing to ask him. But was he nice?
He was great. And he says, you know, I listen to the show every once in a while. And he says, I still can't understand how you were able to get that guy out of the house every Wednesday. He says, Arsenio does nothing.
I don't do nothing unless it has something
in that house.
If it has something to do with my son, I'll go out. If my son is starting, you know, in a little valley basketball team, I'll go.
Right.
But that's about it.
Now, Arsenio Hall is not a morning person, and I've discovered that here tonight. Because I asked him, I said, do you ever think about doing like a morning radio show? And he said, mornings? Like he was going to cut my head off.
It scared me a little bit.
And he said, you know, there are some mornings where I think, I wonder if I, you know, buried my son somewhere, would they ever find him?
Then I don't have to
that
do this.
Kind of
I
anger.
Do the run to school. I don't have to take him to school if he just turned up missing. I woke up early this morning, took my son to school, and I came back home, and I watched The View.
How was that?
Wow. It's somebody else's view, I think.
Yeah, that's not my view.
That's a view for someone else.
That name of the show should be Their View.
Yes.
It's not The View. It's Their View.
Their View. I also watched, before I took my son to school, I watched the Today Show, and I'm surprised I haven't heard about this, but there's a woman named Hoda.
Really?
And she hasn't changed it yet.
Hoda?
Yes, on the Today Show. There's Kathy Lee Gifford.
Oh, and Hoda, yeah.
And a beautiful sister named Hoda.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I've not seen that, but I've seen them do the a takeoff on that on the Saturday Night Live.
Oh, they have a sketch.
Oh,
now?
Yeah, yeah, and it's great. It looks exactly like both of them.
Okay,
yeah, and you know Kathy Lee, there's, you know, weird tics, you know, with her eye closed,
yeah,
laughing with her shoulders. It's
and,
great.
And who on the show plays Hoda?
I don't know. I think Hoda actually comes in and does it.
Well, she's not busy at night.
I went to a funeral this week.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it was, but you know what? It was one of those upbeat funerals.
The guy wanted to go.
Well, he didn't. I don't know if he wanted to go, but he's one of those guys that, you know, a real outdoorsy dude.
Well, he'll love where he's at now.
Yeah. Permanently outdoors. But he's older than me. I think he's like 55, 56 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Massive heart attack and bang, it's over.
Ouch.
But I knew him, and he's got, you know, he's got great kids, great wife, and they're all sort of upbeat about how much time they spent with this guy as opposed to they'll never see him again, right?
Right.
And so at the funeral, this guy selected a song to play, right?
Oh.
At his funeral. And I thought it was odd, but it was uplifting and it was cool. Instead of Amazing Grace or Taps, it was this song.
Turn out the lights. The party's over.
Wow.
They say that all good things must end. Let's call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again.
That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
And everybody was sort of like singing along at the funeral.
No.
Yeah. It was like everyone was like upbeat. It was like an odd but a nice thing. Everyone was like smiling. Like, hey, the guy was great. He's unbelievable. You know, he took care of his kids and his wife. And you know, it was just nobody was down and crying and miserable.
Maybe music is the answer. I mean, I hear you talk about that. And we know that in New Orleans, the culture is to party and
right.
play trumpets and
yeah.
have Wynton Marsalis do a solo when your mom dies. So maybe music makes it better. Maybe we should all find a
yes,
song.
Yes, let's do that. You know? If you have an idea for an upbeat song you want to play it at your funeral, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Is that Stevie Wonder's Higher Ground?
Yeah.
Oh, see,
perfect.
That's if you want to go to heaven.
There you go.
That'd be a great song. Play Higher Ground at Randy's funeral.
All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us. Your upbeat song you'd love to play at your funeral. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And we are live at 97.1 FM Talk.
People.
Talk.
You go, dog.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. And
party!
Arsenio Hall is with us.
Oh, that, man. Speaking of party, I'm mad at Kellogg's.
Why?
Hey, look.
Dropping that.
I don't want to tell too much of my business, but we've all experimented with weed. You know, as young men.
You think you can get away with that?
Yeah, you know, and Tim, here's the thing. Everyone who's experimented with weed has at 4 o'clock in the morning poured some sugar frosted flakes. You know?
Right.
Because often that's the quickest thing you can get to when you got the munchies. And for Kellogg's to turn on him when weed and Kellogg's go together.
Absolutely.
So well.
Yeah, Saturday Night Live did a great sketch, and see if Randy could find that.
Was Hoda in it?
SNL did a great sketch about Kellogg's during Weekend Update, last week's show. And he comes on, he says, it was, what's his name, the guy who does the Weekend Update?
Yes, what? Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers, yeah. And he says, Snap, Crackle, and Pop, those sound like three drug dealers.
I like that. It's a good joke.
All right. Songs you want played at your funeral. Yeah, and upbeat songs. None of this, crazy down crap here.
Well, have you thought of one for yourself, Tim?
Even though
I know you're going to live forever.
Yeah. I'd really like it very short. And the call to the post at Santa Anita. You know, just the trumpet at Santa Anita.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Sorry, Randy.
Flag is up. Hey, he's dead.
The guy, is it the same guy? Because the parks aren't open at the same time, right?
Yeah, it's the same guy. Jeff, is it Jay Cohen that does that?
You know, I met Mr. Cohen at, across from the church at the Great Western Forum. What's that park?
Hollywood Park, yeah.
Okay. I went there. He blew me away. He played my theme song.
Is that right?
On that long trumpet.
Yeah, I see him out there all the time. He calls him at Santa Anita, Hollywood Park, and Del Mar. And I think he's called 70 or 80,000 horses to the post. I mean, he's done that 80,000 times.
Well, it was only something I could appreciate, but I couldn't have been happier if I was like, sitting with Al Hurt in a crack house.
You know, he's also a songwriter.
Oh, okay.
And he wrote a song, and I don't know why it didn't take off. The title of it and the line in the song are very memorable, and it's one of the funniest things I've ever heard in a country music, a country song.
Might be good for my funeral.
Yeah, the song was, "The only good years we ever had were the tires on our car."
Oh, gosh.
Isn't that great?
Wow. That's so funny. I'm surprised it's not in a Lil Wayne song.
Yeah.
I love that.
The only good tires we ever had were, the only good years we ever had were the tires on our car.
Good years.
All right, let's talk to Brent in Boston. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
What's up, dude?
Arsenio, I was watching Coming to America the other night. It was the best. I still love that.
Oh, I can't.
I own that, too. I thought I would, too.
Hey, man, I just got fired. You just got bleeped. What did you call for, sir?
We can't use that one, but, you know, you were watching that movie the other day. Arsenio was watching his mailman come up and give him a residual check for that movie the other day.
Yeah, I wish I was that. I really do love that, though. I mean, I was born in 1980, so that was, like, you know, a huge time in my life. I appreciate it. I love you guys.
Hey, thanks. When you go Tiot's up here, what do you want him to play?
I'm thinking Hit the Road, Jack.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This would be perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't
there he
come
goes.
Back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Now, have you thought about it? You thought that they wanted to play at Arsenio's funeral? Because none of us are getting out of this alive. I don't know if anybody knows that, you know?
Yeah.
Some people still think they're not getting, you know, they're going to make it through this.
There's a, wow. There's a wonderful song by Stevie Wonder called Lately.
Oh, yeah?
But I think it's not a happy song.
Yeah.
Lately I've had the strangest feelings.
Feeling. Yeah, I love that song.
Slowly it's tearing me apart.
That's a great song.
Yeah. That's a great breakup song.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because when your woman starts wearing perfume and she didn't used to wear perfume.
Right.
I knew my relationship was over. I used to go out with a girl, and she used to have, I guess I can tell this, she used to have hair that grew in her nipple and areola part of her breast.
Wow.
She, hair would grow. And she always...
Gina, why are you raising your hand?
I didn't say your name.
Nobody's raising anything in
there. Anyway, so this girl who will go unnamed.
Right.
One day, I noticed she had a lot of hair.
She braiding it?
She was putting puka shells. And sitting in the living room putting puka shells on it. No, but she always kept it shaving because you don't want to feel the nubs when
right.
on your lips or something. But the bottom line is when she stopped shaving the hair on her nipples, I knew she didn't care about me anymore.
Wow, is that right? I got to write that down.
I knew when I was reading this, and you started
That's
writing,
a sign.
I was in trouble. It's like, I'm like, hey, this can't be a really good piece of information. I think yeah. Tim's about to mock me.
Especially if she ties them together, you know, and pulls them together. But I love that song. That
Lately?
Stevie, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When there's a part of that song, I'm a man of many wishes, hope my premonition misses,
yeah.
But what I really feel, that's
wow.
a great song.
You are so
Thank you very
hip.
Much.
You are
Thank
you are much. Such a Negrophile.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Oh, I got it. I
remember playing that song when the girl I went to prom with told me it's over. And I was listening to that song on the way back from dropping her off at the airport.
I would love to have video in your car of that. Yeah. You looking all sad. Acting like a bitch.
I would have traded you that video for you telling Eddie Murphy, when you told Eddie Murphy your dog died.
And he looked at me and laughed, basically, because he's not into dogs, nor is he into sensitive guys.
All right. A song you'd like to play at your funeral here. Danny and Marietta, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, Tim?
Hey, dude.
Hey, so I was in Iraq. I actually put in my will. It's Don't Fear the Reaper.
Wow, look at that.
Wow. Hey, if any of the callers ever get their own show, Randy should produce them. Because, I mean,
right
he has total synchronicity with the fans.
Mm. This would be a great song at a funeral.
All of times
Oh, he looks so good in the casket. He looked like he died happy
after. All right, Stephen Placentia, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Is that
how
his
you?
Suit?
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right.
Hey. Let's see if you find this song on your dashboard there. It's Quiet Riot, Come On, Feel the Noise.
Another great one for a funeral.
Come on, feel the noise.
This will make your mom happy,
up.
Too.
Yeah, this is one thing that would piss your parents off.
Here's his mother in the front row. He's still being an a-hole.
Even after he's dead. But you know what she would do? Like his friends would come up and say, hey, we want to play a song for our boy at the funeral. No, you're not. Wait a minute. No, but he wanted this song at his funeral.
I don't care. He's my son. You know, I think one of my big mental problems, and I know you know a lot of them, but one of my big mental problems is my fear of death. You know, I think about it too much.
You do?
Yeah.
Like when you have something hurts in your body, you think it's cancer?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Right.
And I'm always, I mean, I'm the only guy that, like in college, was thinking like, wow, I'm 19. I'm going to die soon. You know, I have
oh,
this.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, I have this fear of death. And I think the best song would be, and I am telling you, I'm not going. You know, I would like that Jennifer Holliday ending while I'm in the casket, you know, and people could maybe, you know.
You know, have you ever almost died, though? I mean, have you ever, like, you know, you're like, oh, my Christ, I think I'm going to die here.
Yeah, I've been in some situations where they were shooting, and I didn't think there was a way out. Yeah.
I was on the Queens Highway in Canada. It's the 401. It's the road from Windsor to Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all iced over. And I was with another guy in the car. And we got on some black ice. And there was a stalled gas truck in front of us.
Right.
But he's probably about 400 feet in front of us. And we started sliding. We're going 70 miles an hour.
Okay.
Put the brakes on. He was driving. He puts the brakes on. Nothing. Didn't slow us down. And we said, all right, we're going to hit that gas truck and die. Mm. And I said, you know, real quickly, is there an airbag in here? And he said, no, there's only a driver's one. So I moved over next to him. And I said, I'm gonna take some of your airbag.
Wait, you know what?
We missed the truck, but that was quick thinking on my part, you know? It's one of the few times.
Either quick thinking or you slid to San Diego. That's the most conversation I've ever heard in a situation where people are about to die.
We were going to die. I'm like, hey, is there an airbag? He says, no. Go ahead, let me go over
here. You proposed. You asked a question. You proposed a theory. You slid over.
I think he actually mentioned it. He goes, we're going to die. There's no airbag over there. I said, all right, I'll slide over here. We'll use this one together.
I actually had a car accident one time, and the bag came out, and I thought I was dead because I had never seen an airbag before, and it turns everything white. I mean, at the moment, because you
it blew up in your face?
Yeah, it blew up in my face, and I think I kind of blinked a little because when I opened my eyes, I just saw white.
Right.
And I have read books by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross that talks about the white light, the tunnel, things of that nature. So I thought that I was dead. Tim, the bag started to deflate, and I saw a Camry in front of me. I was the happiest guy on the 405 in history to realize that wasn't the white light. I was alive, and I was going to get home to see my kid.
Did it break your nose?
No, but it left a burn.
Right.
Kind of, it's like if I washed my face with an emery board.
Right.
It was kind of like abrasions that.
You know, it gives you, I mean, it's really, it's, you know, also a lot of firemen are very cautious after an accident if the bag hadn't gone off, because while they're pulling the guy out, the bag 20 minutes later can explode in the fireman's face, you know, snap his neck.
Oh, that's not funny.
No, it's not funny.
Hey.
But, all right, the song you'd like to hear at your funeral. And here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Sort of an upbeat song. You know, not the...
It should be like the James Brown scene in what was that John Landis movie where the Blues Brothers. Remember that funeral?
Oh, yeah.
James Brown was a preacher, and black people were doing flips.
Yeah.
It was the most racist funeral I've ever seen in my life. Let's take a commercial.
All right. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us. And don't forget to check out the website, timconwayjr.com, timconwayjr.com. Sign up there. And we always have like stuff we give away and tell you what we'd be doing in the next weeks and months and stuff like that. Any kind of you know, commerce event or Kings game, whatever. TimConwayJr.com. Arsenio Hall sitting right here, and we're live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Okay. Tim, this is Lately. Stevie Wonder's Lately.
Hey, gang.
It's a great song, but it probably doesn't fit this topic.
Probably not.
Tim, you're putting on a hoodie.
Yes.
Wait, Randy, stop that for 1 second. Because if what is about to happen is about to happen,
I gotta go.
I'm going to have a... Tim.
You can play a best of, or you can play, or if, I don't know if you want to sit around. And
Tim.
I got to call for my wife. My daughter needs me, and I got to go to the emergency room. So.
Okay, so I'm going to spend 10 minutes with Gina trying to figure out whether we play a best of or whether we choose a topic at 9. You're serious, aren't you? I thought you were joking.
I love you, buddy.
What? But I brought you a gram.
I know.
Bye, Tim. You know, the interesting thing is he's very serious, and you know how he is about his daughter. He is the same way I am about my son.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, and she needs him. So we'll find out tomorrow the details. And I'm going to ask Gina to come in, and we'll probably come up with and have her come vacuum right now, because Tim would want that. Come on in. Come on in, buddy. Vacuum. Tell him to come on in. Let him come on in. Tim would want him to vacuum right now. There's a gentleman out in the hallway.
Yeah, I'll get him.
Can he come in and vacuum? So anyway, Randy.
Arsenia.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right, man.
Do you know what just happened?
What happened is something that's never happened before. Tim Conway Jr. got a call, and he ran out the door. That's how much he loves his little daughter.
Wow. What's your name, sir? Francisco. Francisco does maintenance around here, and I noticed that Francisco was avoiding this room, but I know this room needs to be clean in the morning because Adam Carolla would want it that way.
It's very nice of you, Arsenio, actually, to care that much about your fellow employees.
I'm a fan of Adam's.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do whatever I can do to make the mornings clean and funny.
Right. That's good.
How are you, Gina? Sit down.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on your show.
Yeah. Francisco, I appreciate it, man.
Are we good? Are we clean, Arsenio? Can we stop this now?
It looks good. It looks good, but Francisco is serious about cleaning.
He missed a spot, but I'm pretty sure we're done.
Oh, be careful, Francisco. You choke yourself in the cord. Hey, Francisco, where did you work before you worked here? Where did you work before you came to 97.1? Yeah, before here.
6 o'clock to 2 in the morning.
6:30 in the morning. That's a coffee shop. Everyone here speaks Spanish except me, and you all are letting me drown. Gotcha. Before he worked here, he worked
at 6:30. Yeah. Thank you again for bringing him in. That's very nice.
Oh, gosh. So, Gina.
Yeah, hi.
Do you know what just happened?
I don't, but it can't be good.
All right, but was it really about Tim's daughter, or do you think that was something to keep us from knowing what really happened?
Honestly, Tim says F it to about 99% of the information.
Thank you, Francisco.
Thank you very much. That comes at him on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And I think the only thing that would get him to physically stand up in the middle of his work shift mm-hmm. and leave mm-hmm. would have to be something to do with his daughter. I don't think his wife could get that reaction. I'm serious.
Okay. He didn't, find out that his contract ended yesterday.
I highly doubt that.
Or something.
I don't think so.
But the only thing that can make me get up in a show business situation is probably my son.
The little one.
Yeah. Or Paula Abdul.
Oh. if she needed something all of a sudden?
I'm totally joking.
Oh.
So do you and I get to come up with a topic at 9 and remain?
I don't know. You know what? We might let Randy come up with a topic or let Randy tell us if we're going to be continuing the show tonight.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We got 3 minutes till we're going to break.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give you guys a list of best ofs that we can play at 9 and 10 o'clock.
Okay, because I got a feeling I should get in my car and follow Tim.
Yeah.
Well, we could do that. Let's see. We've got a couple of great segments here.
If I can just interrupt you really fast, whenever Whitman needed to leave, and it was never for an emergency situation, we cleared freeways.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we could do that again. You know, if everyone could just move to the right on Highland, that should probably help Tim a lot.
Yeah, Highland and the 101 North, if you guys just clear the way for a Subaru.
Leave the left lane open.
Now, when Whitman would leave, what was a typical reason?
It generally had to do with his bowels.
Really?
Yes.
So Whitman would have to poopy and the radio show?
it's a hard thing when you have a diet like that and have OCD.
Oh, yeah.
So not only are you constantly sick, but you got to get home. Specifically home. To the house.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way,
They
found out that Teresa Strasser does a human funny bone growth hormone.
What?
And remember that time she came here and she was really, really funny and we were like, God, she was hilarious?
Yeah.
Apparently she's been doing some kind of
comedic
growth hormone.
Is this breaking news?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Thanks for sharing that. Randy?
Arsenio, you're not supposed to say these things on the air. You gotta get our permission first before you reveal things about Teresa Strasser.
Yeah, okay. There is no filter.
But she is
in the co-pilot.
She is the A-Rod of comedy.
Oh, God.
And everybody was like, guys, Teresa was so good. And we found out that it's not natural.
It was synthetic.
She's taking something.
Oh, God.
It's a funny bone growth hormone.
So, Randy, are we going to get to pick what to play on the air? Or is that going to be a break thing?
How about this? At 9 o'clock, how about
wait,
Oh, God.
Wait, time out. 9 o'clock is the long ass news.
We can still do the long ass news.
We got to do.
How about we can do some news?
Okay,
we'll get through it, but I'll cut you guys off if it's not going well.
Okay.
All right. So,
well, here's the problem.
Okay,
doesn't
Comedy
Tim,
King.
Doesn't Tim do something with your cues?
What do you mean?
Oh, I can run that from in here.
Oh, okay, you can do that.
Yeah, Randy's got it figured out.
All right, okay. So then, Gina, what's coming up in that news, baby?
I didn't even write a tease yet. All right.
Tease me live.
Oh, okay.
And spontaneously.
Let's see. There's some monkey business goes wrong for 70-year-old Susan Harold, and the Donald is in some deep S again. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Hey, did you know Cheney was mad at Bush?
Is this a joke?
No, that's it's
I
true.
Give up. Why?
No. No. Dick Cheney's married, mad at George Bush.
Why?
I don't know.
Somebody was nice enough to print this out for you, and it just says Cheney mad at Bush.
I got that from Sam Phillips.
Oh, that was very nice.
She printed that out for me.
Oh, sure.
Your boy's going to get shot next week, watch. When Cheney's mad at you, something always happens.
So are we going to, Randy, are you going to let us pick the best of on the air, or is that going to be a private thing?
No, we'll pick it on the air. We'll do some news, then we'll do some best of.
Let's get through the news first.
All right, you're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall and Gina Grad and Randy Evan Wang. We'll be back right after the break.
Right on.
FM Talk.